The topic of the Shia as advertises rain protection on Shabbos. In Halacha, this is known as the Sugya of Atzulei Tinus, which means protecting oneself from dirt on Shabbos, which comes under the Malacha of Hoitzah. When Zvat Nath bin Moitzi, Adoro, Nivshus, Hayokid, Nivshus, Arabim, vice versa. And when Shulchan Aruch, there's many Halachas of what is considered something which is offered to carry out and what is considered something which is mutter to carry. It's a very wide area of halacha, and we're going to focus on one specific area of this halacha, and this is called atzulei tinus, something which is to prevent yourself from becoming dirty. Specifically, towards the middle of the shiur, towards the end of the shiur, we're going to address the shaila of rain hat on Shabbos, which what I mean is those covers that go over a normal hat on Shabbos. Somebody wears a shtraimel, more common nowadays. You don't really see the normal rain hats that often nowadays, rain covers, but someone who wears a shtraimel, people wear these over the top. Now, what is this mutter in halacha? Is it otter in halacha? That's what we're going to look at. So, where the example might not be so relevant to everybody, but it does bring out all the nekudas in the halacha so that we can understand this sugya properly. We'll start with the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. And the Chabad there brings a case which is based on a Gemara, Mishnah. A person who is a zot, a person who has having an emission of some kind, he's not allowed to go out into the street. The kis she'oyse lahatziloi mizivosoi, some kind of covering, some kind of pocket of some kind, some kind of thing which is to prevent him from becoming dirty. So he doesn't become dirty. And also an isha nida, so that she doesn't become dirty from dam nidoisa. She can't go out wearing a beged which she's putting in front of her, and I stress the word in front of her, so that she doesn't get dirty. Unless it is a sinner, which is a kind of an apron, which is ke'ein malbush. The very important word there, which is going to be the focus of the shiur, which is ke'ein malbush. When she's wearing this thing, it has to be, or any person that is wearing, it has to be ke'ein malbush, like a garment. Aval im koshosoi kedei she lo yichav lach hadam v'lo tzitzayin. If she ties it in a way that the dam is not going to pain her, so that the dam doesn't pain her, cause her discomfort, which the Taz explains means that if the dam dries and it causes her discomfort, it's not going to be very nice. If she's doing it to prevent her suffering that, says the Mechaber, Mutter lot says boy, then it's Mutter. So we see three important heterim and three important points that come out from this Mechaber. Firstly, the general Issa of Atzulei Tinus. There's an Issa of Atzulei Tinus, of going out wearing something which is purely l'shem, preventing oneself from getting dirty. However, if one wears this thing, Derech Malbush, then it is Mutter. Derech Malbush. And I have to see what is called Derech Malbush. This is what everything is going to concentrate around. What is Derech Malbush? It's not clear in Halacha what is that Derech Malbush. And then the Mechaber came on, and with Matir, if there's Tsar, which is going to suffer, or a person is going to suffer Tsar if they don't protect themselves in this way, then it is Mutter. That's what comes out from the Mechaber. Then the Mechaber carries on the very next bit, this Yudalit, and it says like this: Davoshu Derech Malbush, something which is a Derech Malbush. Afilu in Einoi Loiv She Eloi Mishum Atzulei Tinus. Even if a person is wearing it only because of Atzulei Tinus, his kavana is to save himself from getting dirty. But because it is a Malbush, says the Mechaber, Mutter Lot Tis Boi B'Shabbos. Because it has the status of a Malbush, a proper beged, then it's okay. So the remark goes on, and it gives a couple of examples of this din. Doesn't remember. You're allowed to put on a coat because it's raining outside. I'm going out wearing this coat to prevent myself from getting wet. Surely that's Atzulei Tinus. Does the Ramon know? Why is it not Atzulei Tinus? Because it is a beged. A raincoat or a coat for that matter is a beged. And therefore it's mutter to wear it even if your kavana is Atzulei Tinus. Or you can wear a hat on your head to prevent yourself getting wet from the rain. Says Ramah, if a woman is wearing, she's already wearing a scarf on her head. She's wearing a scarf on her head, a tichel on her head. And she wants to go out with some other beged on top of it to prevent that from getting wet. Says the Ramah, it's also, that's not called Derech Malbush. So the Achroinim, Amadayik, So what this is talking about is when she's simply placing this extra thing on top of her head, on top of the scarf, then it's offer, because that's not there as malbush. But as we'll see, there are heteriyot in other circumstances. So the Ramah specifically talks about when she's merely placing this thing on top of the seif, on top of the circle which is already there. That's when it's offer. Okay. Now, the Mogen Aharon comes there, right, and he gives us a couple of, right there, comes and gives us a couple of other heteriyot. Now, when a person wears something and it is misatefet, that means they enwrap themselves in it, then it is mutter. Even again, if it's atzuleitinum, even if it's to prevent themselves from getting dirty, then they're wrapping themselves in it. That's already called derech malbush, derech levisha, and therefore, says the Mogen Aharon, it's mutter. He bases himself on a maril, the way he understands the maril. Maril doesn't actually say it, but for him to understand what the maril is saying, that's what he says.
Ah,
we'll see. Again, that point also not clear. We'll get to that in a minute. Then the Mogen Aharon carries on, and he says, another heter, if somebody's wearing this beggar because of tsa'a, to prevent discomfort or pain of some kind, or suffering, then, again, that's mutter. So we've got two heteris, if a mis'atefes boy, or mis'atef boy, if it's a man, enwrapping themselves, and we'll see to what degree does that mean, or because of tsa'a, then it's mutter. Okay. Now, there, in the Matzah HaShekel, which is one of the Mephoshim on the Mogen Aharon, he comes along with a tshuva from the Avodat Hagush Rumi, and he asks a question. He says, okay, very nice, we've got an understanding as to why it's mutter, why it's not absolutely tinuf, because you're mitatefes boy, or because it's tsar, fine. But why is there not a chashash that when the cause of the discomfort, if that might go away, for example, if a person's going out in the rain, and suddenly the rain stops, why is there no chashash, no worry, that the person's going to take off that covering and then come to carry it in the street, Daladamas? Why is there no chashash there? He says a very interesting teretz, which is brought down in the other, in the poskim. He says like this. We're talking about a lady over here, and she's got this covering over this covering, and we're not worried that when the rain is going to stop, she's going to take it off and carry it. Why are we not worried? So he says, when are we talking about? We're talking about on Shabbat. And on Shabbos, a person, generally speaking, the normal clothes that they are wearing are very nice clothes. So if, in a situation where, let's say, the rain stops, and suddenly she's going to remove the top covering, because she no longer needs the protection from the rain, today laharos gebeha hayukorim, or some lotion like that, he says, to show that she's got very nice beggars underneath it, because it's such a nice beggar that she would be wearing underneath because it's Shabbos, that itself would remind her that it's Shabbos, and therefore she would never come to remove the top one in the first place and come to carry it in the street. Okay, look at the point that he's saying. Because we're talking about on Shabbos over here, and what's going to happen is, when she's about to remove it, she'll suddenly remember it's Shabbos because she's got nice begodim underneath, therefore she will prevent herself, she'll stop herself in her tracks, and she won't remove it. So that's why we're not worried that in the middle of when the source of the tinuf, the geshem, or the rain, etc., stop, we're not worried that she is going to move it and carry it in the street. And we'll see later whether this is relevant to us. Okay, so we said a minute ago that the Tav brought and the Mogen Aharon said that if you cover part of the body as well, it's not just covering something else, then it's okay. How much of the body does one have to cover for it to be allowed? So the Torah says miktas min haguf, and the Prima Golem seems to learn like that. So therefore, let's jump straight to our case of a rain cover, which we're going to discuss more at length afterwards. If the rain cover was covering a little bit more of the body rather than the person's hat itself, then it would be allowed. However, the Chayodom, which is the Shabur ring, says roiv haguf. It has to be covering roiv haguf as well. Now, Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with that, with the Chayodom. He doesn't hold with Chayodom. He doesn't understand where he's coming from. And seemingly doesn't pass him like that at all. And the Moshe, in Igros Moshe, says it doesn't matter. The Moshe says you don't even have to have Kiptas Min Haguf. Even if it's covering a little bit more of the head, that's also enough as well. So if the hat was covering a certain amount of the head, and the hat covering on top covered a little bit more, that would also be okay. And the Rosh Hashulchan also seems to say a similar thing as well. He says if it's covering the face, where the hat wasn't covering the face, and this covering now covers the face as well a bit, that's also allowed as well. Okay, so that's a summary of the basic halachas of Atzulei Tinuf and where there are heteris. Now, let's go to our shayla of these rain hat covers. And it's not such a new shayla. In the shayla and tshuva forum, it seems to have been a very big issue about 50 years ago. Perhaps that's the time when these nylon, these plastic covers came out. And I saw at least 20 tshuvas about it at the time. So it was obviously a big issue of a bit before my time. So I can't tell you, but it seems to be, at least in the poskim, it was a big issue. Maybe it's not so common nowadays. But let's go into the halacha. So the Beis Yosef already brings a very similar case. He brings from the Haggadah Malchah on the Sefer Shabbos, where he says, "Ofer lenoshim lisa michta al roisham." A woman can't go out wearing some kind of covering over her head, over the garment that she's wearing already. And the Beis Yosef explains that this is only talking about when it's shaloi b'derech malbush. So when it's b'derech malbush, then it's musa. Okay.
Then can it be not derech malbush?
So when's it not derech malbush? This is the crux of everything over here. What is derech malbush and what's not derech malbush? So before we get to that point, we mentioned there was a heter of tsar. If a person's wearing it for tsar, then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because of tsar. Suddenly the malachra of tsar becomes mutter because a person's going to suffer tsar. We don't really find that. In the Rabbonon, then sometimes we say, Rabbonon weren't going there for mokum tsar, mokum kovad abriyat. But in a deraisa, which this would be, if there's an isra over here, then it's going to be a deraisa. How can you say, for mokum tsar, it's going to be mutter? So I saw two different hesberim over here, and one is from the Moshe. The Moshe says in the Tshuva that, of course, it's not the pshat that there is a heter of tsar as such per se. Suddenly, because of tsar, we're matter. No, it doesn't mean that. The Moshe says that when a person is undergoing tsar, this beged that makes this beged that he's wearing into a beged. That's what makes it into a malbush. Tsar is a relative thing. If a person was to go out without a shirt on, that would also be tsar to a certain degree. Why the beged a beged? Because that is megin al tsar. Mishnah Berurah basically says this, but the Igos Moshe explains it a little bit more. That the fact that a person suffers tsar makes this thing into a beged. It's not a heter because of tsar. It makes this object into a beged. And once it's a beged, therefore it's mutter. That's how Moshe learns it. The Shlomo Zalman has a slightly different way of learning, and he generally says that there might not necessarily be a need for a heter of tzar. If a person is doing it simply to make themselves feel better, that should be allowed as well. Mishum Tano, and he brings from the Maharil, I think it is, the Maharil, who says that if it's Mishum Tano, it's also allowed as well. The reason why we saw the heter of tzar brought down, for example, with the Nidah because of the Dami Beisa, has to be because of tsar. He explains over there because without that, then a person wouldn't normally be accustomed to be bothered by it. The tsar over there causes a person to be bothered by it in that particular case. But if there was no tsar, a person wouldn't be bothered. Therefore, wouldn't be allowed because it wouldn't be derech levisha. But etzem, you don't need to have a special heter of tsar. But it seems to be a little bit of a chiddush. The pashtus in the poskim is a specific heter because of tsar, and therefore we can go with what Rav Moshe said, that the tsar makes this item into a malbush. Okay. Now, is one of these hat covers, is it derech malbush or not? Let's think about it. Is it derech malbush or not? What would we say at first glance is a malbush? So, a jacket is a malbush. A coat is a malbush. A hat cover, is that malbush? Is that a malbush? Now, would you wear a hat cover by itself? One of these, talking about one of these plastic ones which goes over it and has an elastic at the bottom and it keeps it tight over the hat. Would you wear one by itself? No, nobody, because it's designed for the hat, to become a protection of the hat. So, mitzad echot, from one side, you could look at it, therefore, it's not a malbush. It's simply a protection. It's not a malbush at all. Nobody would wear it by itself. Other places can say no, it doesn't matter. The opposite is true. When you put on a hat cover and you put it onto a hat, Rav Moshe Levi says it becomes nisbatl to the hat itself. It becomes like a chelik of the hat. It's not a separate thing. It's something that becomes nisbatl to the hat itself. And Rav Moshe says a very similar thing as well. Because these hats are designed to fit You buy one which is the size of the actual hat that you're wearing, and it's tight and it's got elastic and it's designed around the shape of the hat itself. It really is not an extra thing. It's not a thing that you're wearing la'asuli tinus. It's something that becomes part of the hat itself. And therefore, because of that, the Shlomo Zalman and the Shlomo Halevi are noita to be mekel. I'm not saying they are mekel the noita, but they're noita to be mekel because of that fact. The lashon of the Shlomo Halevi I have in front of me is these, where their surah, the whole design is very similar to the surah of the hat itself. The lavish hakoyva mikol tzadik, it wraps the hat in all directions from every side. Pshita d'shori, k'mashu kosta v'mogin avrom. Dafida enu malbush be'etzem mikol malkin kiri shemuna chesef on harosh derech malbush is mutter. So he learns it's the same as when one's enwrapping oneself. This is enwrapping oneself. In the same kind of way, it's a bit different to Mishnah Zalman. Mishnah Zalman said it becomes this battle to the hat itself. And Rav Zalman is saying that it's considered to be a derech levisha because it's enwrapping the person as well, and that and therefore they're noter to be mekel on it. However, interestingly enough, both of them halacha l'maisa are machmir in an area where hitzor is also deraisa, where it's just a rabban gemura, which itself is a big shaila in halacha. But therefore, they're both machmir there. And we'll see afterwards a couple of other reasons why possibly that is. However, in Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, and Rav Moshe clearly didn't understand that these the godin, these rain covers, are called a malbush, are called a beged. They take on the spot, but only the Minchas Yitzchok in Dayan Weiss clearly doesn't even say it. He doesn't even speak it. He takes it for granted that it's not considered to be a malbush at all, and therefore. When he considers whether it's mutter or not, he goes on to try and to consider other heteris of tzar, whatever it is. But he assumes it's not a malbush as well. And Rav Moshe as well. Rav Moshe assumes it's not a malbush whatsoever. Rav Moshe has a very important point over here, which I want to stress. Rav Moshe learns that in order to be a malbush, it has to cover more of the person than the malbush that it's trying to cover. In other words, if the person's wearing this hat, a normal hat, then he wants to cover it with another hat. That hat has to cover more of him. There's no heter for it at all. And even as a Ramah later on, a Ramah says a person can wear two hats, one on top of the other. The Rav Moshe says they're talking about where one is bigger than the other. Because if not, then there's no point in it. It's not achieving anything. This hat, this rain cover doesn't make a person warmer. It's not decorative, says Rav Moshe. The opposite. It makes the person look what? Person people don't like wearing it. So Rav Moshe says it's not a malbush at all. That's what Rav Moshe says. So Dain Weiss and Rav Moshe hold that it's not malbush at all. Okay, so what heterim are bought? So we've seen already there are those who consider it to be a beged, and that will be what there are others, the Chelkas Yaakov, which is Rav Breish, who is a Rav in Zurich, and Tzitzviada, the Rav of Waldenberg, they are Makhe Mitam Sa'ah. They say because if a person is going out in the rain, and the rain's coming down and soaks the person, is walking around with a hat which is completely wet, that's not very pleasant. Not very, very pleasant at all. And therefore it's tzar. And therefore, since we saw in halacha already to be wearing a cover to prevent tzar, it's mutter. Yeah? Therefore it's going to be permitted over here. And they matter it on the basis of that, because of tzar. However, along comes Dayan Weiss in Minchas Yitzchok, and with Moshe, in Igros Moshe, and says, no. Person when he wears one of these covers is not trying to prevent himself from tzar at all. And what the Raya says, Dayan Weiss, that a person only wears one of these covers when he's got a nice Shabbos hat on, but a brand new Shabbos hat on. He puts one of these covers on because he's worried that his hat's going to get ruined. But what about if he has an old hat, the weekday hat, that it's not such a nice hat? Would people walk around with these things on Shabbos, not or during the week time with these things to protect the hat? They're not so much because. So you see from there, the person's not suddenly worried that his head's going to get completely soaked with rain. People are not so much about it at all. Why is the person really wearing it? Because he wants to prevent his hat from getting dirty. Once that is the kavana, then it's asuri tinuf, and it's awesome.
Is that tar? It can be tar.
They take on, it's not tar, because the raya is that during the weekday a person wouldn't do that. Only because he's got a nice Shabbat hat on. And the Chavon Ish, by the way, says the same thing as well.
The lady would wear it.
We're going to get to later in a minute. The Chazon Ish seems to say the same thing. I didn't see it in the Chazon Ish itself. I saw it quoted in another paper. The Chazon Ish held of that time as well, that if if a person is doing it, the right is that a person wouldn't wear it during the week, pastors, because he doesn't really care about his week they have all that much over the travel time. So, for that reason, Dan Gaimbai says it's not permitted to wear it. The Saitler also said the same thing as well. They all said the same thing. It's not really considered to be sour at all. Ramosha says, in a slightly different angle, Ramosha says that the hat that you're wearing itself is sufficient to prevent the tzar. When you're wearing a normal hat, that itself prevents the tzar. That really is the thing that protects you. That's really protecting you. So you cannot argue that this thing's on the top of what protecting the tzar. The hat itself is thick enough, a normal hat, a felt hat, is strong enough to prevent the person from suffering the tzar. So we have a big machlokes over here. Can one apply the hetzer of tzar here or not? Okay, let's move to another chashash, another thing that they talk about, another worry that some of them talk about, and that is there a worry that a person is going to remove this covering when they're walking in the street and rain stops? So nobody wants to walk around with a rain hat when the sun is shining outside. It's a bit stupid. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch says a person cannot go out in the street wearing one shoe on Shabbos. Why can't you go out in the street wearing one shoe? I don't know why somebody would do that, but you're not allowed to do that, wearing one shoe. Why? What's the obvious reason? Because everyone's going to stand laughing at you, and what's going to happen? You're going to take off that shoe and come to carry it in the street. Valid, unsuspicious, and others. So we see, say certain of the poskim, that in Hilchos Hatzor, a person is not allowed to go out wearing something where people are going to laugh at him. So Minchas Yitzchok says, and others say, that as soon as the rain stops and the sun is shining outside, you're going to be walking around with it's like someone walking in the street with an umbrella when it's not raining anymore. What do? And if you forget to do it, and suddenly you're walking around for 5 minutes with an umbrella, and you realize no one else is, then you feel a bit silly. So he said, because of that, a person will suddenly take it off and come to carry it. That is unsuspicious for others. And because of that, Minchas Yitzchok is worried about chashash. Others are not bothered by it. The Chalkas Yaakov is not bothered about it at all. So the other is not bothered about it. So the other said the reason why. He says, because the thing is firmly attached. It's firmly attached to your hat. It's a gunsa asik if a person wants to remove it. The thing is firmly attached to it, and therefore a person is not going to remove it at all. And he seems to take on. He's speaking at Israel, and in fact the derech elsewhere that people don't necessarily take them off right away. People, if it's a rainy day, like let's say today, the rainy day, you wouldn't necessarily take it off because maybe in 2 minutes' time it's going to start raining again. So therefore, it's not necessarily true that a person is going to remove it right away. So again, some places are machleishes, some are not machleishes about it. So, but we do see again, Ushay Mezalman, in Ushay Sarabim, also is machleishes for a different reason. I'm not going to go into that. It's based on another halacha in Shulchan Aruch to do with jewellery. We find that there's a halacha that a woman is restricted in what jewellery she can wear. Dil mashalik, maybe she will take it off and show her friends in the street her jewellery. So again, there's a chashash when people are going to take things off. We're going to be bothered by it, and therefore the same thing would perhaps apply over here as well. So it's a very big machlokes both ways what to do. And speaking to a number of rabbonim, it seems to be that one should be machmer about this. We're talking about hotzor, which is very very often going to be a deraisa, but one should be machmer. There are people who are on to it, would to be so nechon. If you see someone do it, one shouldn't necessarily be moicha. It's definitely an issue where one should at least ask a shayla about. That's what we can say. One should at least ask a shayla about. But I did see someone pointed out to me a tshuva in Stei Elchonon from the Chunah Halpin, where he's talking about a case over there where these shtaymel covers cover more of the guf. Then that's possible that it's mussar, as we saw. Already the Targum of Avraham already brought down that when it covers more of the guf, then it's okay. And a lot of these covers, I haven't seen too many of them, but they are designed in a way that they cover not just the shtraimel itself, but they cover more of the guf. Then it's musa. Or they cover, go forward over the face and cover them, then it's musa. Not a problem at all. If it doesn't, so then we get into this whole machlekes over here, and there would definitely be a mokum to be machmir or ask a shayla what to do in a particular case. But for most people, it's not so relevant, this particular thing. What's more relevant, which is what we're going to finish with, is ladies' rain covers. Ladies' rain covers, these plastic, it's basically a piece of plastic, maybe it's shaped in a certain way, but it's a piece of plastic which is put over their hair or over a shekel and ties underneath. Is that going to be mutter or not? So all the poskim that I saw that talk about, not everyone talks about it, all seem to talk much more about these men have covers, seem to say it's mutter. Again, because she's mis'apeses bo, it's covering more than just her hair or her shape or whatever it is, it's covering more. So again, we've seen that poshet, that's mutter. Secondly, if it's raining and her hair or her shape is going to get soaking wet, that's also not very pleasant either, and therefore there's a heter of tzar. And you haven't got the counter arguments that we saw, like the Moshe said, when you're wearing a hat, but the hat itself is sheltering you and protecting you, because it's the type of hat that they're perhaps wearing is not the same, and therefore it would seem to be that people said, well, I saw a padua in his tshuva, dying padua papal, his master ladies to wear those covers. Again, Minchas Tzitzit says one should be machmir on that, but he seems to be the only one who is machmir on that. The others seem to say that it's mutter. Some want to base themselves on the tshuva of the Marashtam, and the Marashtam, it's a bit difficult to understand what he's saying over there. It does seem to conflict with the Shulchan Aruch, which it comes out from him a heter for men and an issa for ladies. I'm not going to go into the whole explanation as to why. It's quite difficult. It's quite a long tshuva. Halach l'maisa, that would seem to be mutter. Again, I don't want people to come away and take any psak from the shir. This is just to explain the issue. If anyone has a practical shayla, please go and ask your rav. I'm not here to tell you piskei halacha. It's just to explain the issue of atzilei tinus.